Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
A tisket, a tasket, I put somebody in a casket. Now they're floating away down the river Styx, and they're playing with some big old sticks. What they're gonna do, I ain't got a clue, but when they get there, I'm sure they're gonna be really ready to wear. How that works, how it goes together, I don't know, but I'm going to just throw a whole bunch of random things together because, you know, that's what I do when I'm tired and I start rambling on like this and I start poking at things. And it's like, oh, hey, look, Jack's in the chat room. I can poke at him because he's got some books. I'm going to make fun. No, I'm not going to make fun of him because he's got a bunch of books. I like books. Books are good. They make a headspace, like, really good. And when you got a really big headspace, you know what? Zombies really like that because it means there's might be some smartsy sprains in there, and it's not like candy. Candy's still good, but you gotta have a good diet of strong, healthy brains with some communicative information capabilities preset inside that little package that we call a headspace, which is like a nice, juicy brain, tasty, yummy, scrumptious, ready to eat and then consume. And then most people do actually at one point in time will actually consider the concept in question of, well, as zombies technically are dead, they do not process food. There are no enzymes in the stomach. What happens to the stuff? And you know, the zombie movies, I'm going to write a story about that someday, I think. I think I should do that because that would be just really gross and disgusting. And two other things. Seeing as how I'm talking about that right now, and EW was saying he was going to watch the movie Zombie Ass. You know, poop. It's all about the poop. I ain't like talking about the poop because the poop is the poop to bad. But EW, have you seen the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy yet?
Yes.
Isn't it what I said it would be?
Dude,
spiffy?
Yes.
I am looking forward to that movie. I am jazzed. I am excited, and I am like on that side of the equation that says, ooh, that's going to be neat. Rocket Raccoon looks freaking awesome.
He did. I was really impressed when I heard he was all CG. I did not expect him to look...
like a rabbit freaking raccoon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love how he spits, though, too.
Yeah. Oh, did you like the little part where, like, Star-Lord is... Oh, hey, I didn't know how this machine worked.
Yes, I laughed at that, too.
See, I'm not so crazy about the main guy, the guy playing Star-Lord. It's like,
he
looks a little too small to me. He looks a little too kind of average, kind of like not quite your pro football guy, but kind of like he sort of played, maybe he played basketball. I don't know. He's just that one guy that got on the team sort of thing because he was too short or whatever. But and I'm not really crazy about the girl they have playing Gamora either. She's not hot enough. There's one shot where it's like, okay, that worked. But then the main shot that they've been using?
Yeah, I just think what we're going to see right now is...
this is the splash.
Yeah, and we'll see the better views right before it's released.
But that leads on to a conversation I was having with a friend of mine today.
Okay.
I hate modern day trailers. I like this trailer because it doesn't really give you away much of the story. Like, right. It doesn't really say anything about what's going on. It's like, oh, show you candy. Oh, look, show you candy. Let's just show you some candy. I like teaser trailers. I like trailers that don't actually tell you anything. Because what's the point?
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever see the trailer for Cowboys and Aliens?
I saw one with Harrison Ford? I saw one of them.
Okay, did you watch the movie?
I did see the movie.
Did you not see the whole movie in the trailer?
Yeah, technically you did. In the one trailer I saw, yeah, you technically did.
Yeah. So it's like, what the hell would I want to watch the movie now if I watched the trailer? No wonder they're so wiggity-wackity about piracy. It's like, people go and see the trailer and say, oh, that's the whole movie. Okay, then I don't have to worry about it. I'll just pick up the burned copy and go watch that or download the torrent or whatever. And it's like, no wonder. You guys keep shooting yourselves in the head.
Yeah.
Wait a sec.
What?
Jack just made a comment about something.
The guy who's playing Star-Lord says that maybe he's a step of...
Hold on. That's not Stanley Tweedle, is it? Because, dude, if that is, then I'm definitely watching the movie. Now I have to actually look that up.
I like when they asked in the preview, you know, who's Star-Lord?
Yeah, they call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxies. Who the fuck came up with that name? Who calls him Star-Lord? Mostly just him.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt. I don't know this. That's not Stanley Tweedle.
I don't know
any of these other movies he's been in. No, I don't know any of these.
They're taking a no name and they're putting him in place.
He's not a no name. He's been in about 50 movies.
Well, but you don't know any of the movies he's been in.
No, I don't. Oh, he's going to be in Jurassic World as well.
Oh, joy.
Oh, and he was in the Lego movie.
Now, that's got rave reviews.
Yeah, I have to eventually watch that.
Anthony Weston gave great reviews on that.
Oh, look, he was in Ben 10.
What the heck was that?
You don't know what Ben 10 is? It's a TV show. It's a stupid kids TV show.
Oh, that explains it.
He was in The O.C.
Another show that I don't watch. I don't watch TV.
Yeah, right. You did watch Grimm, though.
Well, I watch it online.
You're the cause of the destruction of interactive elements of this...
No.
...parody and kangaroos.
I pay for it.
I'm just being facetious because it's about it's about the method and the medium, not as much as the... means of acquisition.
Okay, you're the comic book fanatic, so you know all the things comic books. In the
Not
sense.
Everything.
I know. Well, I was trying to be facetious there.
that's my favorite word.
We know that Thanos is an enemy that's coming up on Avengers.
Avengers 3.
Yeah, but we also know...
that he's going to make some cameos in Guardians.
Yeah.
He's going to be a nasty bastard.
Are we about to see that crossover too?
Yes.
Because I know it does happen in the comic books. But...
Oh, it happens a lot. Well, see, this is, like, we're talking new Guardians versus old Guardians. I'm a big fan of the old original Guardians, which has Star-Lord as being this guy who is essentially a dual character of existence between him and his sister. They occupy the same body, but each one takes over for a little period, and he is the son of the light. Which means he flies through the cosmos on beams of light. And that's originally Star-Lord.
Okay.
It's an odd character in the original comic book series, but he's also not the main character. Vance Astro is. Vance Astro is basically a guy who's been frozen in suspended animation for 3,000 years and comes out in the year 30,000. It's like, what the hell, man? And he's wearing a bodysuit that if it ever punctures, he's dead.
Oh, wow.
But he's got the skills of an athlete, a smart brain, all this other stuff, and he has Captain America's shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wanted to know about that. Why does he have Captain America's shield? I don't think I ever got that story.
It is in there somewhere. I can't remember it. But basically speaking, Cap died. You know, he was eventually going to die. And they just sort of buried the shield with Vance. Vance is supposed to have been a friend of Cap's at some point or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, obviously, we're missing some of my other favorite characters, Warlock and Pip the Troll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see those. However, I do like the new characters as well. It's just they're different. Oh, well, you know what would be really cool?
Okay.
If they put a nod into Nova.
Well, that would be awesome.
And then it could have, like, a Nova movie, and that would be cool.
What's the...
Ultra spiffy cool, even.
I might have my...
What's the what?
Yeah, I think they might be DC. Never mind.
Okay, throw it out. The Spectre.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four is Marvel.
It is Marvel. It's, yes. Okay. And I can't think of the big enemy that they're...
They had many enemies, but the big one was Galactus.
That's the guy I was
trying to... The World Eater. Which they totally cheesed out on in the second movie.
You know, what was
really?
That?
Really? A cloud of smoke? Seriously? That was pathetic.
But I'm just seeing all these things coming together, especially in the movies. I mean, I would love to see them actually bring him into the picture eventually.
Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, and the X-Men, the movie license property rights does not belong to Marvel right now. They belong to Sony. And until they get those rights back, they cannot intercorrelate the movies.
Mm.
So you will not see the Fantastic Four playing with the Avengers. You may hear allusions to them, but you will not see them. You will not see Spidey as an Avenger. You will not see the X-Men and the Avengers doing A versus X. You will not see any of those. However, there is a whole big, wide avenue of butt-ton of possibilities to play with for the Marvel Universe as it stands. They've got like four... what the hell was it? Netflix movies? Netflix shows coming up. Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, and Alias, which was a comic I never read.
They're only going to be privied to Netflix?
Yep. They're supposed to be original programming for Netflix.
You know I'm going to Netflix now.
Well, I would hope so. You know who Iron Fist and Luke Cage are, right? Power Man?
I'm trying to get the name in my head, but...
Well, Iron Fist is the Heart of the Dragon. Jimmy disappeared. He is basically a martial arts guy who has the fists of the dragon, the heart, the spirit of all that other fun stuff. And when he revs up his chi to hit, it's basically hitting with the power of his son from his fist. It's like, pow! Tush! Power Man, Luke Cage, on the other hand, is unbreakable, essentially. His skin is impervious to harm. You can either cut him, chop him, burn him, any of that stuff. It just doesn't do anything. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be hurt, but it just means his skin is impenetrable. And he's strong.
Neither of them, Power Man and... what I wrote a moment ago. Jimmy Cage are not in the in here yet.
Who? What? Oh yeah, no, it's not on in there yet. They just started doing the filming recently.
Oh.
Let's see. Here we go. I think we have a link to the story here. Come on. I can't post it in the chat room because it's too big of a link. But there's the link.
Yeah, big link.
Yeah, that is the official news release from Marvel saying, "Yeah, yo, we're doing this." Why? Because Netflix is probably paying us a bunch of money because they want to do some original programming, and we want to play with concepts.
Well, so, this makes sense too because it's Disney Marvel, and Disney actually got a major punch inside of Netflix.
Really. Well, Disney's also a very smart, very marketable company that has the idea and understanding of, we want to make money. This works. Let's do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're doing it. I mean, I heard rumor of a new Daredevil series. Not a...
That's what it is. That's what the Netflix thing. That's one of the Netflix ones is Daredevil.
There it is. Yeah. But I didn't know it was going to be Netflix.
Yeah, it's a Netflix exclusives.
You know what's going to suck, though?
Many things.
Well, I thought that Michael Clark Duncan made the perfect...
Kingpin.
Kingpin, thank you. Yeah, I could not get I can't get the names out today. I know he's not the image that Spider-Man put in there. But, I mean, to be honest, the guy, he had the laugh, he had the voice, he had the stance, he had everything. That it was Kingpin, and it would have been
from a different perspective. Yes,
yeah, I think he would have been. I mean, if they wanted to go with what they're doing now and they're kind of recreating some of the characters in a sense, or revamping them, I guess is the best way to say. I think that would have been awesome, but
sure, but just like they made Nick Fury an African-American feller.
Yeah.
He does not fit my image of Nick Fury.
Don't get me wrong, though.
I mean, he's great. He's great as the Nick Fury he plays. Yeah. I mean, as the ultimate Nick Fury he plays, he is freaking awesome in that character role. I absolutely love him in that role. But he's not the Nick Fury I grew up with or remember.
Right.
Which is scary because David Hasselhoff actually pulls off the look. But the look.
Thank you, because that was just a... No.
Did you see that movie?
No.
You got to look it up. There is a movie from the 80s called Nick Fury.
Yeah, it's not on Netflix.
Oh, it should be. It's like... Oh, I think you're not looking hard enough. It's probably in there.
It's called Nick Fury.
I think it's called Nick Fury. Either it's called Fury... Okay, now that's it. Now I'm looking it up.
That's what I was going to say. You're telling me a name, and it's not coming up.
Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., 1998. David Hasselhoff, Sandra Hess, Neil Roberts, Lisa Rinna. I don't know who that is.
Furry, right?
Yes, Furry. Fury, not furry.
Yeah, I know. Okay, no Nick Fury.
Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., TV, IMDb, 1998. Bing, bing.
Yeah, but it's not on Netflix, so if anyone wanted to go look for it.
Oh, man, what do you mean it's not on Netflix? It's got to be on Netflix. This movie was whole horrible. Dude, there's a guy named Ron Canada in it. That's awesome. Terry David Mulligan is the president! That's funny.
Okay, I'm going to go to YouTube because YouTube's been putting movies on there.
Okay.
Let's see.
Terry David Mulligan was a VJ on Much Music, which is like the Canadian version of MTV.
Nick
That's
Fury.
Freaking hilarious. Don't try too hard. You might burst a brain vessel.
Well, there's definitely trailers to it. And I am looking at it. A picture with David Hasselhoff.
He looks like Fury.
Yeah. I just can't. I don't want to try to imagine the acting to go.
It was horrible. It was the standard Nick Fury over the top, lame-o's like, dude, really? This is not Baywatch. I think he got into this like after the Baywatch meltdown, baloney crap or whatever. And I think that was his first and only movie he did after that period. I don't know. Didn't really follow his career. But he was the bomb in Piranha 3DD. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
What? I keep telling you these golden movies to watch. You will love this movie.
There's certain actors.
About it. He's playing himself in this movie. He's not playing he's not acting. He's playing himself. He is totally cutting himself up. This movie alone makes me actually like him again. No, I'm serious, because it's like... I should stop saying it's like. He understands the bad reputation he has for being a ham actor. Everybody understands it. He knows it. And he's just embraced that in this movie. Piranha 3DD is freaking hilarious. There's a scene where it's like he's got the Baywatch trunks on, he's topless, he's running across the beach, the pool or whatever. His old man pecs are going bouncy. Ah, scary, I don't want to see that shit. And he just bends over, it's like, I'm too old for this shit. And then gets back up and starts running because Jimmy's getting eaten by piranhas alive in the pool. It's hilarious.
It's not available on Netflix.
What?
Yep, just checked.
Netflix sucks.
Hey, I can watch most Marvel movies on there. I said most, not all.
I can't believe Piranha 3DD wouldn't be on there by now. It wasn't exactly a big budget movie. But it does sell well in DVDs and Blu-rays.
They're doing they're cleaning house and changing things up, so who knows?
Oh, whatever. Netflix is probably going to start seeing some serious competition from other movie providers, so I'm sure they've just got to up their game a bit.
Well, I think that's why they're waiting on some of their changes.
Yeah, Netflix Canada really is not really all that good from what I understand, so I didn't even bother. So, like, the movies are not even as current. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, why do we get the cheaper and ignorant younger brother of Netflix? Why can't we have just the same thing? People are paying to watch the movies. Get their the people who are involved get their royalties and everything. But no, we get it's lamer the, selection.
It's the World Wide Web, the WWW.
No.
Why can't everybody get the same thing at the same WWW?
I will tell you why. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the writer's strike?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know what one of the main reasons that the writers went on strike?
No.
To get a portion, I think it was a quarter of a percent, something retardedly ridiculous, a tiny amount. And I'm not saying they don't deserve it, so don't get me wrong. But it was because they wanted a small amount percentage on international sales of product that is done that they've written. But guess what? There is a Great Wall of China in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
It's called whenever you see any internet activity, movie, TV, audio products, or whatever, it is not allowed to broadcast outside of the U.S. over the internet. And that strike was part of that. That
and
was about...
We can't see any of the British stuff over here.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. So it's like when you go to Hulu, I can't watch Hulu because it won't show me any of the American content. When I go to U.S. TV show stations to watch, hey, look, I want to go watch ABC's live television. Okay, blocked, and you're not in this country zone. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? You can watch Canadian shit anytime you want. We don't care. It's like, no, there's no prescriptions to watching TV. You want to watch a couple of reruns of Whose Line Is It Anyways? Go ahead! You want to watch, what was the Mountie show? Due South? Go ahead! Northern Exposure? Go ahead! Trailer Park Boys? No problem!
I have no idea what any of these shows are you're talking about.
You've never seen any of those shows?
No.
Dude, these are like the top-notch Canadian shows that are like very widely accepted worldwide. You've heard of Trailer Park Boys?
No.
You've never heard of Trailer Park Boys?
No.
You should look that up. You probably get a giggle.
I mean, we do one for Donuts Gone Wild called The Real Life of... No, what is it? Real Trailer Park Housewives.
Yes. You will enjoy Trailer Park Boys. These are Canadian rednecks. They're messed up.
Do you get... Here, hold my beer.
Oh, it's worse. I'm going to Supermarket. I'm going to steal some buggies. I'm going to take them back. I'm going to get the money back.
Wait, is this another version? Is this the British version of, the Canadian version of Jackass?
Actually, this would be the Canadian version from before Jackass.
Okay, so now we know where Jackass gets their idea from.
No, Jackass got their idea from people being jackasses. I've never really agreed with the show Jackass because it's like, why do I want to watch a bunch of people being stupid? I like watching people being stupid when it's inadvertent. Why do I want to watch people doing it on purpose?
There's only one part that I laughed at that somebody showed me, and I did not want to watch this stupid film, but I had to sit and watch parts of it. And there was this one part where they took the midget and put him on the stool and told him they were going to throw that card between the crack of his ass, and it kept electrocuting him, and his dumb ass kept getting on the chair. All I could do was laugh because it's like, dude, really? Why do you keep getting back on a chair if you're going to get electrocuted?
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, that's kind of stuff I'm not going to watch.
It's the only part I watched. I'd already heard about a very disgusting scene in that.
Mind you, I like the concept and the trailer for Bad Grandpa.
Yeah, I heard it didn't get great reviews.
Of course not. It was a Jackass movie.
But I did hear that the best scene of the whole movie was the pageant.
Yes. I love the commercial on that one. It's like, wait a sec. He's a boy! Yeah.
Doing a stripper.
Yeah, doing a stripper routine. Oh my god, no! All those poor, innocent little... I don't care. They're all going to hell anyway, so I don't care. I'm serious. You have not heard of Northern Exposure or Due South?
No, I don't know what they are.
Oh, my. Well, get an opportunity. They're really good shows. Northern Exposure is set in Alaska. It's kind of one of these sappy human emotional type things.
This one. This is the one. Do they? I don't know it from like what the show's about, but I might have seen like the intro. Is this the one they got a moose walking down the street?
No, that's Due South. Wait a sec. It could be. Yeah, it could be Northern Exposure.
Because I've seen an intro to one, and it had a moose walking down the street, and I thought that was kind of I didn't understand the why, you know.
Well, if you ever get up into the hicks of like areas like Alaska, the Yukon, and whatever, that will happen.
Yeah, no, I'm originally from Washington State, so yeah,
not the same.
I know, but I totally know what the northern stuff does.
Okay. So but, if you get an opportunity, watch those two shows. Due South is about a Mountie, like an old-school Mountie, who is like a detective slash... Wait a sec. Yes, this tastes like it's... he had... Oh, yes, this was a dog, a husky, had some bran for lunch. Yep. Probably needs to go and see a vet soon because he needs to have his bowels changed.
Is that what he's tasting?
Yes.
Hell no, I'm not watching that.
Not like he does that, but it's like they show and pretend like it. Look, he's like he is doing it, and he's very good. No, it's a great show. I mean, Due South was a really well done, well written, smart, intelligent, and well constructed show. I can't say enough about it. It was smart.
If it's got good reviews from you, it's got to be good.
It's got good reviews from a lot of people, actually. It's an internationally well-known show. I mean, it's one of the best Canadian-type shows because Canadian shows have a stigma of, oh, yeah, we're cheap, we're second-class type TV stuff and whatever. It's like, Yet some of the best names in comedy have come from Canadian TV show called Second City. SCTV.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Is it a Canadian show?
Yes, it is.
Probably not.
Actually, you would be very surprised when you find out that some of the major comedians in the U.S. are actually all alumni from there.
Oh, no, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
No, because
John Candy?
Yeah, I know, John Candy.
Dave Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
That whole group? They're all from SCTV.
Yeah, the director I've been talking with for my film is actually out of Canada as well. He does not like... he's worked on every single Saw movie there was.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I can't say much on that because there's a lot of people that did.
Well, no, he was director.
Okay. They did production work from that about half a mile away from where I live.
Yeah, he told me that they do not like the red tape of, the States. So.
Yes, no, it's... In Canada, when you want to make a movie, you say, we want to make a movie. It's like, okay, go get it. What do we need? What do we need? What do we got? What do we got? Let's go do it. In the States, you kind of have to, you got to pay the SAG. Oh, you got to pay them. You got to pay this. You got to pay those. Like, oh, my God. I got to do what? Got to get a license for this. Got to do this. Got to do that. Got to do this.
Yeah,
you just want to make a movie.
Doing films in the States, it's not friendly. Speaking of that, did you see that California is about to finally get their first tax break?
I have no comment to say about California and their tax breaks.
Well, no, for films. I need to specify that because they've never had one for films.
I have no comment for California and their tax breaks.
Okay. Speaking of comments...
Take off, eh?
Just whip it.
Yes, go ahead. Mention Mr. Devo.
Yes. lost the lead singer to Devo today.
What'd you do? Did you scare him?
We looked through a window. I guess he thought he was looking in the mirror and saw me. So
he didn't have a canary in the coal mine?
I guess not.
Okay. It was very sad because I like them.
You know that the guy that I'm interviewing tonight was actually friends with him as well.
I read that earlier today and said, wow, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's anybody when you're a musician, you find some other musician guys, it's like, hey, we've been in this business 4 years. He just died. What?
Yeah.
Never a fun moment.
So, and I don't know how to say his last name, but it was Bob Casale. Is that right?
Casales.
Yeah. So, sadly, yeah, he passed away.
No longer singing with the rest of us. He's singing in the other choir.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And now, on that sad note, I think it's time to roll that intermezzo.
Yeah, right.
That, as everybody should know by now in their life, should have heard of, should even know of, Van Halen Running with the Devil. Because I like that stuff. That's good old-fashioned classic, good time, happy-making music type stuff from the old days.
Yeah.
And, not only that, it's happy time. Happy, happy, happy time. Because while that was playing, I was reading a comic. Guess what? Today is Wednesday, so it's comic book day. Yay! So the comic I was actually briefly reading a little bit of is called Krampus, issue number 3.
Seems like I haven't heard you mention that one that much.
Well, that's because it only comes out once every 2 months. It's only a limited run series. I think it's only 6 issues or whatever when it's done. But it's a well. Let's go in a little piece of back history on this one, there, little ladies and gentlemen. It's a story about Krampus. Krampus, as you may or may not know, is one of the evil Christmas characters. Not quite Father Christmas, or Santa Claus, or Sinterklaas, although Sinterklaas is also a good one, but he's a bad one too. Krampus is the one for which parents would want their children to be picked up and punished because they were bad all year rather than rewarding the good little boys and girls. Krampus would pick the little bad children up in a sack and take them and smash them and drown them in the river and other sorts of nastiness. So obviously right off the bat I kind of rather like Krampus. The whole concept behind it is like, ooh, that's neat. Oh, look, the back of this one actually has all the different Christmas figures that they have.
No?
I'm not even going to try and pronounce some of those. Did you know that they actually have a Father Christmas in Hungary?
Isn't that where it starts, Father Christmas? Yeah, you're asking a person who...
Nope, does. Father Christmas is UK.
Is it UK? Yep. Okay.
Hoteisho is Japan. Sinterklaas, that's Netherlands.
Oh, jeez.
Huh?
Ho ho shijo.
I don't know. Sure that. Dunchi Lao Ren, China.
Of course, we gotta go back a second. Sinterklaas.
Sinterklaas.
Do you remember the
yes,
the Santa Claus movie?
Yes.
He actually says that one.
Yes. I know. That was why I remembered that one. Ooh, look at this one. This one is from Italy. Babbo Natal.
Mm-hmm.
And Père Noël, that's France. But that's done for that. Oh, wait a sec.
February.
Krampus had an American amazing episode on American Dad. I didn't even know American Dad was still on. Really? Mm-hmm. They still play American Dad? That show was a little whacked. But it was still fun.
I think it is still on because I keep getting referred to watch it on Hulu.
More comic books.
More.
Grimm Fairy Tales, issue 94, only 7 issues away from that big bad issue of 100. And, of course, 3 different covers.
Nice.
Because, you know, I'm crazy that way. And we briefly mentioned earlier about the Guardians of the Galaxy Nova! So they have an ongoing current regular series right now. Now at issue 13, young punk-ass kid is learning how to dish it with the Nova. And love these covers, because this is done by, well, they didn't do the artwork. Dennis Calero did the artwork, but the story is being done by Steve Niles. Ash and the Army of Darkness. Yay, team. And sticking with the Wonderland stuff, which Grimm Fairy Tales is doing so well right now, we have Wonderland Asylum. One of the Cali sisters is going crazy, I think. And we have the new series Red Sonja. Lots of violent action. I like it. Issue number 7. 2 covers because they messed up my order and missed getting me the 3rd cover. I've already emailed them saying, what's wrong with you people? I need my 3 covers. And then my favorite... One of my favorite comic book series, which this is just a one-shot in the overall thing. Nancy in Hell!
Mm-hmm.
She's basically trailer trash, stuck in hell. She's got a chainsaw. She's not very wearing much in the way of clothing, but she's with Lucifer, and they're walking around through hell. Trying to get out, mostly. And they do in one of the series where they do actually get out, but they just bring hell with them.
There's no pineapples in there, is there?
No, see, that's the wrong movie. That's Little Nicky.
Oh, okay.
And I love that movie. That movie's just so wrong on so many levels. It's like, wait a sec, Hitler, you come over here. It's time for your 12 o'clock. Oh, darn. Bend over now. Lucy, put the pineapple up his ass. Yes, I remember that episode, that scene. So what else am I going to talk about today? I don't know. I don't know. Chat room, give us some suggestions. I'm more than happy to talk about anything. I'll even talk about monkeys, because I like monkeys. Well, I'm a funky monkey. Not a skunky monkey, because a skunky monkey smells bad.
Monkey, monkey.
But a devil monkey. Devil monkey! Because we know Craig's all over the place. So yeah, with movies. How about this? I'm going to talk about some of the movies that I want to see them do. I want to see a Warlock movie. I don't think it'll go over too well, but I want to see a Warlock movie and a Doctor Strange movie. They're talking about doing that again. So I would really like to see that. And they've mentioned that they're going to do an Inhumans movie. Ooh, that will make me very happy if they do that. Because all of these character groups are parts of the not quite hip popular side of Marvel movies. This is like what somebody we were talking about earlier, another friend of mine at work. We're talking about, yeah, see, now they're doing these movies for the fans of comics, not just for the, hey, we're going to make lots of money. Because the Avengers appeals to everyone on a very broad base. Mm-hmm. But the Guardians of the Galaxy, who does that appeal to? Who are these characters for? Most of the people who go to movies like, what's with the freaking raccoon? Wait a second, is he a tree? Wait, what's with the green chick? They're not going to get these characters. They're not even going to have a clue what the hell that any of these mean for anything. And yes, the new Ape movie will be awesome.
Well, I didn't know the trailer was out already.
I think there's a teaser out and that's it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen the trailer myself, but I think there's a teaser out and it's like, ooh, I watched that.
Well, Kitty's got a good question. I don't know if you saw that they finally put the cast together for the new Batman TV series.
I had not heard.
Yeah, they've got the pretty much all the characters. I don't know. I was reading it.
Vin Diesel's not doing any of the voices, is he?
No. No, actually the guy that let me see if I can
find. By the way, did you get the silent jab that I made on that?
Uh-uh.
Vin Diesel is the voice of Groot in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what Groot says throughout the entire movie? I am Groot. And that's the only thing he says.
His only words, yep.
And it means many, 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 many different things. But that's the only thing he says. So I'm just saying, I am Groot. Because, you know, that's just funny. We still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm looking. I'm pulling up.
You're thinking.
No, I'm pulling this up. Jada Pinkett Smith is slated to be the new villain.
No, Jada Pinkett Smith can't do that. Okay, she is. Penguin's boss? Penguin doesn't have a freaking boss. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to like that. Okay, let's see. What does the wiki have to say? Ben McKenzie? I don't really know him. Sean Pertwee? What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a sec, isn't he dead? How can he be doing this? I thought he was dead. He's the son of John Pertwee. That's who I'm thinking of, John Pertwee.
Oh.
Sean Pertwee was in Dog Soldiers.
Really?
Yeah. He's, I think, the guy that gets stomach cut up and they try to duct tape his stomach back together.
Yeah, I remember that scene. Yeah.
That's Sean Pertwee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like Sean Pertwee. He's fun.
He's going to play Penguin.
Well, he's got the right body shape for it.
Right?
No, Robin Lord Taylor is the Penguin. He's Oswald Cobblepot. Sean Pertwee is Alfred Pennyworth.
Oh, do I have him? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I got him backward. I'm looking at a different one that's got them like all smashed together. So it's
I have no idea who Sabrina Guevara is. But I like the name.
God. See if this one has her. Some of her stuff on there. Well, the guy who's playing Jim Gordon.
Jim Gordon. Ben McKenzie.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if it was him or the guy that... trying to see where the other one is.
No, he was in JAG, the OC, Punk'd, Southland.
Well, one of the guys Teen they got Choice in here Awards. Did the voice of Gordon.
Yeah. Somebody no, in. He did Bruce Wayne. Batman, year one. He did Bruce Wayne, Batman.
Yeah, I'm Batman.
Probably so, without that.
You know, and that's kind of cool. Now, everybody's talking about voices. So are they making it a cartoon series, or are we actually talking about the real deal?
I don't know. Well, the picture I see here of... I heard it was supposed to be live action, but I could mean, be...
Fox series, Gotham. Yeah, it's gonna be live action. Now, okay, if it's not like Arrow, or even like the Chris Nolan type Batman, I don't think it's going to make it.
No, it's Gordon as a rookie. So this is before Batman shows up on the scene.
Oh, so it's Smallville.
Basically. Smallville, but for Batman.
Yeah.
Yes, young Bruce Wayne will be in it, but that's it. Who will grow up to be Batman one day hasn't been cast yet. I'm sure he'll show up like in the last episode or whatever.
I don't know. I guess this is where it throws it off, because isn't the comic book more based on Batman and his actions?
Well, there are variations and varieties to it. There is... the thing is, the Batman whole storyline has got a lot of depth to play with. They have areas and areas and areas to explore that just never touch upon. Because you look at someone's life, I mean, he's supposed to be the crime fighter of Gotham for like 2 decades or something like this.
Right.
There's a lot there. I mean, the guy is not going to be a guy who's sort of like, okay, I'm going to a 9-to-5 day job, I'm going to work and go and push boxes and push papers back and forth, I'm going to do this for 20 years. Nah, man, the guy goes and kicks ass for 20 years, and the whole training thing that leads up to that and whatever. I mean, Batman's story, Bruce Wayne's story, has always been about the murder of his parents, starting from that, as a little punk-ass kid. How does he grow? And how does he go from there? So there's always things that they've explored with a bit. And what the hell is that sticking up over there?
I don't know, but to answer Kitty's question, she didn't know who Fish Mooney was. And according to what I've just found, that Fish Mooney is who Jada Pinkett Smith is playing. And apparently she's an original character you won't find in the comics. Fish Mooney is described as a sadistic gangster mob... sadistic gangster boss and nightclub owner, and will be a regular in the series.
It's funny because the write-up I'm seeing here is a villainous nightclub owner.
Wow. I got the extended version.
Yeah, and apparently the show is going to be 13 episodes to start. That's the first season.
Oh, and just see how it goes from there.
Yeah, and that seems to be what a lot of TV shows are doing right now. Is just put in a short run series and see, hey, does it fit? Yep, let's roll it out and make it good. Does it fit? Can it not lose any money?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of hoping that the people who did, who's doing Arrow will do this as well. And, you know,
I have yet to see Arrow, so I don't know how good or how poor Arrow is.
Well, I'm impressed with it, but then again.
You're impressed easily. Ha ha!
No, not quite.
Ha ha!
No, because you're a fan of Poltergeist, and I am not.
Dude, I'm a fan of many things.
Yeah.
Poltergeist just happens to be one of those elements of many things that I am enjoying.
Poltergeist is don't eat before you watch.
Okay, if you watch Zombie Ass, don't eat before you watch.
Yeah, I already
don't have a need to go poop either.
Yeah, you already gave me that on the do not watch list. So
I gave you the straight poop on that one. Unlike the zombie poop. Dude, there's scenes where people are like poop zombies walking around in that movie.
Okay, here you go.
No, I'm not.
Gotham will be led by writer and executive producer Bruno Heller, the creative mind behind The Mentalist, Rome, and Danny, who was in Nikita, will direct and executive produce the pilot.
Hey, Nikita was filmed in Toronto.
Well, and I've yet to see Nikita. It's on my watch list, but...
I have season one. I've not gotten around to picking it up. I wonder where they're filming.
They're already... Huh?
I wonder where they're going to film.
Well, I'm knowing those people. I mean, they're just signing people up, so I don't have a filming location yet. But if it's these guys and they film Nikita up there, I wouldn't be surprised that it's going to be up there. Actually, thinking about how Gotham is, I almost bet this is going to be in your backyard.
Could very well be. I mean, there's a lot of film stuff done here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wouldn't be in that one.
Is Lex Luthor, really?
I don't know. They don't really say where it's going to be filming yet. So, we'll see. Because, yeah, I've seen them do filming location shots for The Strain, the Guillermo del Toro TV adaptation of his book / the comic book.
Right.
I've seen them filming around a couple times now. One of those times was causing such a stupid little backlog on the highway because people are looking over. It's like, hey, what's going on down over there? Look at that, eh? Oh, look, they must be filming a movie over there or something, eh? It's like, yeah, people, get over it. They do that. Gotham is supposed to be the... Oh, yeah, Kitty was saying it's supposed to be the backstory of the villains, which kind of got the impression that it was talking about that there as well, but it looks like it's supposed to be the a cop procedural show, but with really freaky bad guys, you know, the Riddler, Penguin, that sort of thing, as they start out as being exemplary, unusual, strange characters. And who the hell is Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Okay, Kitty, spill the beans. Who the heck is Jesse Eisenberg as you type that all out in caps?
He's the one that's playing Lex Luthor in the new Superman Batman.
Ah, gotcha.
But I don't know exactly who...
Zombieland.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. He was the punk-ass kid. I don't remember his name in the movie. No, but he was the young guy that was goofing it out with... what's his face?
He's not a Lex Luthor.
Young Lex Luthor.
No.
But I can't see him being Luthor.
No, I can't see him as a Luthor. I'm sorry.
I can't see chick being Wonder Woman that they have cast. I can't see Ben Fafleck as Batman. And I can't see what's his nut that they've got as Superman. It's like, I think that movie's going to be a flop.
Jeremy Irons as Alfred. Jeremy Irons is a good actor, but as Alfred? No, that guy's got too much drama in him. They should have put him as something else.
As a bad guy. Jeremy Irons is great as a bad guy. He's got gravitas. That's the official word for it, by the way. Gravitas. No, I'm serious. That's the actual word for it.
No, I'm actually looking at these comic books I got on here, and I'm kind of wanting some new ones here.
I really want them to do some good comic book movies, and I'm looking forward to Guardians, because Guardians looks like it's going to rock the Casbah.
If they keep it going by what we saw in that little teaser, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Exactly. And I think this is one of those kinds of movies where they can say, we're going to take a chance, and just, you know what? We're going to play with it. We're going to have fun with it. And screw it. Just make it roll.
Jack, okay. I'm not saying I'm a perfect fan of Man of Steel. I did like the adaption they tried to do because they're trying to redo the whole story and get you away from...
I didn't.
Well, I see. It's just because I understand their direction. I understand what they tried to do. And I think what's happening is there's this big controversy because it's not the comic book.
And I would be fine with a story not being the comic book, because adaptations, I have no problem with adaptations and all that other stuff and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't even feel like Superman in general. Superman killed the guy. Okay, he never does that. He finds a solution. He comes up with a means to deal with the situation without killing people. He has immeasurable amounts of strength and abilities. He could, if he wanted to, punch a hole in the planet and break the thing up right in half and go spam.
Right.
But he doesn't, because he chooses always to find a solution that does not involve maximum carnage.
I think one thing that they did with this, and I think that is the animosity of it all, is they're making him more human than the alien we knew it.
But see, that's what Superman's always about being better than being human. Because humanity is full of flaws. Every single person on this planet has flaws. A bunch of them, a few of them, ones that they're able to work with and actually overcome, etc. Superman has always been about the best of everything in humanity in one person and made to be, look, that's a person you can believe in and trust in and know when the shit goes down, he's not going to run away from it and he's not going to give up until he solves the problem.
Well, so, I think this next one is going to make or break this particular franchise that they're trying to do. And I, if you want my honest opinion, by the animosity that people are already given as Ben Affleck as the as Batman,
see,
it's already telling you which direction it's going.
But you see, I think they chose him just for marketing, for the hype, for all that whole spin on it. It's like, well, look how much talky talk is going on about this movie because, hey, look, it's Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to give him a shot because you know what? He might surprise the crap out of me and make a half-decent showing.
Oh, I think he's going to surprise a heck of a lot of people.
I think he's not going to surprise me. I think he's going to be just as bad as I think he is. I think the lady that they have got showing up as Wonder Woman will be just as bad as I think she is.
And
I think
that's the most depressing part of it all.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy for Lex Luthor, he can't be Lex Luthor. He does not fit that mold. And the super guy, he doesn't strike me as being super guy.
If the story that they did with the Wonder Woman, let's take that story all the way out. The girl that played Wonder Woman, what do you think? Would she have made it if they did it right?
Which, the girl that they have cast for this movie?
No, the one that was in the little TV series that didn't make it.
She was horrible in that. She was a very poor choice in that, too. She looked too much like a model.
Well,
I have no problem with that. That could have been overcome, but the way that they were trying to run that series was she has three roles. She's the secretary, she's the owner of a multinational international company, and okay, she's Wonder Woman.
That's what I'm saying. Take the storyline, take all that crap out of the way, knowing that they could have totally redone the costume the way it was supposed to be.
Didn't even have a problem with the costume.
Well, I mean, even if the costume was good, if they used her and with the right script and everything, do you think she would have made it as Wonder Woman?
Better than the girl that they have coming out as Wonder Woman in this movie.
Hell yeah.
Because the girl that they have coming out in this movie is like, what, 5 foot nothing? And it's like, wait, I can wrap my fingers around her waist. She's so tiny.
Amazonian women, according to the way it was described in the comic books, are not short women.
And they are strong. They have physical presence. They have an ability to... they have a physical presence that's strong enough to say, looks like a woman, but fights like a man. Whatever you want to, however you want to call it, without being too sexist. It's like, I'm not going there. But Amazonian women from the Wonder Island were not little girls. And that's what this person that they... I don't know her name, and I'm going to apologize on that. But she just comes across as a little girl. I mean, she's only like 20, early 20s or something like that. And she looks very young. And very slender and slight. So I don't know. But that's going to be a bigger discussion we'll have later in, next year? Yeah, that comes out next year.
That's pushed back to 2016 now.
Okay, so 2016, because they have to refigure out and rejigger out something, I'm sure. But there'll be other movies to talk about before that comes by. I'm sure there's fun movies to come out.
Oh, I know. Well, August, I am looking forward to August.
Which one is August?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, that one. I'm looking forward to May as well. Godzilla!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for that one. There was one other one.
There's a couple other ones.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like on the comic book venture that we
Transformers.
Were like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah! I saw the new preview.
That one looked good.
I saw the first shot of the Dinobots. Oh. So yeah, I'm excited.
Yes. Oh, I know what other movie you're waiting for: Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, because I
know we've already been over that one.
That's just no.
Aliens? What, the freaking turtles are aliens now? What the hell?
I did see a image, an actual video clip of one of the turtles.
Turtles.
it didn't look bad. It looked like, you know, a turtle, but it didn't look like a teenage turtle. It kind of looked like some
Grandpa?
No, it looked, yeah, almost. Rambo in a shell. Is he not turtly enough for the Turtle Club?
Turtle.
Anyway, on that note, guess what's next?
I think there's something called free pie coming up next.
Free pie.
And you've got a guest by the name of Bobby somebody.
Bobby Style, 80s goth rocker. We got a lot of 80s tunes we're about to jam for everyone. And I got some news. Some news that might bring some tears to some eyes.
Not mine, because I'm dead.
Yeah, you don't have those tears.
I'm a heartless son of a gun. My tear ducts were removed long ago. It's like, hey, look, water thingies. We don't need those.
They just fell out.
Well, there's that too. And then after that, we've got the Mental Candy with Joan and her crazy stuff.
Yeah, she's doing another weird and creepy show. So,
and on that merry note, everybody in the chat room and on the radio land and like internet land and every other piece of land that's possibly out there, thanks for coming by and listening to our show. Thanks for listening to me and other stuff and everything else and listening to it in the archives. Come on down to the Facebook page. Say hi. Say things. Share, whatever. All that other fun stuff. And thanks, EW, for joining me once again. And bye-bye.
Bye.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.